This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Starting today, visitors to Times Square in New York City can look at heroin labs, cocaine powder, and marijuana leaves. Did I say starting today? That sounds like Times Square of old. But no, this is part of an initiative from the federal government. Here's Day to Day Cub reporter Luke Burbank.
Times Square is a tourist trap. It's full of overpriced chain restaurants and shops like the Disney Store. It's a family-friendly area, and not really the place you'd expect to find this.
Everybody's doing it, heroin for the rest of your life.
Applebee's, meet your new neighbor, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency's anti-drug museum. The first thing you notice when you walk into the exhibit is a smashed-up car in the middle of the room. Spread around the wreck are kids' toys and picture frames. DEA Special Agent Laura Nagel explains the car was driven by a 31-year-old mother.
She was hit by someone who was on drugs, marijuana, benzos, and I believe cocaine. She ended up dying. The children were all severely injured. And the illustration really is that there are victims that you may not necessarily anticipate when you think about drug abuse.
While the crashed car may address driving under the influence, it's when you walk down the hall, past the Colombian drug lab that was brought up from South America, that you see the real focus of the exhibit, 9/11.
They seem to have a problem at the North Tower, Peter.
Let's look at the North Tower quickly,
seems
quickly.
To be coming down.
Oh, my God.
Sitting in a corner is a jumble of twisted metal beams and dusty shoes, actual artifacts from Ground Zero. An audio speaker plays real accounts from the attack. Above the display is a banner. It reads, Target America, Traffickers, Terrorists, and You. In fact, Target America is the name of the entire exhibit, and the message is clear. Drugs fund terrorism. Special Agent Nagel.
We have cases where we specifically go A to B. There's no question that the financing goes directly to fund the terrorist activities.
I mean, the notion that bin Laden was growing marijuana in those caves in Afghanistan or Pakistan is just ludicrous.
Ethan Nadelman directs the Drug Policy Alliance. He argues the DEA is an agency in trouble and is attaching itself to the war on terrorism to get traction for its own war, the war on drugs.
I think this is a kind of pitiful effort to do that, but I guess, can you fault them for trying? Maybe not, maybe yes, because they're wasting taxpayer money in the process.
The DEA is quick to point out that over half of Target America's $1.5 million cost was picked up by private donations. Near the 9/11 remnants, you see maybe the oddest thing in the museum, a carton of Capri cigarettes, a bottle of perfume, and a Latin music CD are glued to the bottom of a huge photo of Osama bin Laden. The point of the display is to illustrate how these products are bought with drug money and then resold on the black market. Then there are pictures of dead stars like Jim Morrison and comedian Chris Farley, all in an attempt to reach young, would-be drug users. But if that's the point of the exhibit, Times Square may be the wrong neighborhood, because most of the people walking by the museum tend to be middle-aged couples, often wearing matching fanny packs. Special Agent Nagel says that's fine.
The strongest people we have are our older Americans that know it doesn't have to be like this. So yeah, I want them to come in.
Jonathan Baden of Manalapan, New Jersey, is out on the street. He's not middle-aged or wearing a fanny pack, but he says he doesn't buy the central premise of Target America, that drugs fund terrorism.
I personally don't think that they relate as much as the government wants us to think.
Paul Cassis, who's visiting from Minneapolis, is more persuaded by the exhibit's argument.
Yeah, I think they're pretty valid points. I would agree with what they're saying. I know we have lots of drug problems in Minnesota. So.
It's a fact that's not lost on the DEA, which is why they're bringing Target America to the Midwest sometime after February of next year. For Day to Day, I'm Luke Burbank in New York.